as opposed to a cabinet.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So where other people would choose the word cabinet, you say cupboard. Where did you get that?
I don't know. Because
I use that in the kitchen. But I think here I would say cabinet.
Lovely.
Okay. But I don't know that I would think it odd to hear cupboard.
That's my husband does.
He does. Yeah. Okay. And attic, that kind of thing probably didn't come into play in the city. Okay. Did you have any place maybe off the bedroom to put clothes?
Yes, a closet.
A closet, okay. And what do you call a place that's underneath the house that you can go into?
A basement.
Okay. And then the thing upstairs that's sort of the counterpart.
The attic, yeah.
What is your word for the top of the house, not the inside but outside?
The roof.
Say that again?
Roof.
Roof?
Mm-hmm.
How about the term for something on the side of the roof to catch water so that it won't run straight off?
Gutter.
I don't know if this will apply to the apartment, maybe so, but what the side of the house was made of, the
siding?
Materials. Okay. Mm-hmm. How many entrances, this might be better for the houses, how many entrances were there? In other words,
two.
And those
a front door and a back door.
There's a reason for that question, too. All right. If one of them was open and you wanted a family member to close it, what would you call out for them to do?
Please shut the door.
And how about the name for the other things in the house that you could use to look out of?
Windows.
And those were made of?
Glass.
Just pronunciation. Mm. In winter, did you put anything over them?
No.
And the name of something you use to look at yourself when you comb your hair?
Mirror.
What did they sweep the floors with?
Broom.
Did you ever have things in the windows that you could pull down to keep the sun out?
Yes, shades.
Any other words that you heard people say?
Later, we had Venetian blinds.
Venetian blinds. Right. Shades were...
Rolled,
and the blinds, of course, had slats, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And generally, Venetians were horizontal, right?
Yeah, and wooden.
Yes, and wooden. Tell me some of the things that you would sit on in the house.
Sofa,
mm-hmm.
Chair, cushion.
Mm-hmm. That's probably about it. Now, back to the reason for the question. Back to sofa, have you ever heard people around here use another term for it? Is there a term that's in fairly common use, aside from sofa? Would it make you, would it seem strange to hear divan or davenport? Oh, that isn't strange.
No, that's very strange.
Very strange. Okay. And couch?
Couch is okay.
Sometimes, yeah, right. Mm-hmm. Couch is okay. And then Chesterfield, have you heard people say that ever?
That used to be an old term. Mm-hmm. There was a type of furniture, too.
Yes.
Because it had mohair cover.
It did, and was the back kind of... curved, or no?
No.
It was. Was it a brand name?
No.
Just a type.
Yeah.
Okay. But Chesterfield today would make your ears perk up, right?
I don't think many people would know what it is.
Right.
Except a brand of cigarettes.
Yes. Exactly. So sofa is the generic term. Okay. And if you were to talk about tables and chairs and couches and sofas and whatever all together collectively, those are
furniture.